It's Triple M Breakfast.
Another day is underway.
Live from just around the corner, this is Lee Faulkner.
And welcome to the podcast catch-up of our show, where you get the chance to re-listen to some of the things that you might have enjoyed the first time around. Maybe you missed out on them, and you're catching up on them here for the first time. Or maybe it is that you want to check up on how we've gone with the tips for the smelly boot, because coming up, we will have all the fun of the full smelly boot experience for you. It is, say, the week before, so you get to find out whether or not we were bang on with the tips. Well, don't expect too much. Also coming up in this edition, we'll hear from the Mayor of the Toowoomba Regional Council, Jeff McDonald, ahead of the signing in, the swearing in of the new council following the elections a few weeks back. So we've got all the details on that for you. We'll have a little bit of fun along the way with a very interesting topic that we brought up on air, and we were surprised at the amount of stories there were. To kick things off, we tackled a couple of topical topics doing the rounds, including RSVPs and Coles going cashless.
Did you hear about...
I'm not sure I agree.
864 Triple M's Topical Topics.
You can't say that.
Thanks to Lily's Artisan.
Thank you, Lily's Artisan. And yes, we are going to tackle a couple of topical topics coming up. We are going to talk about RSVPs, but the first topic we're going to talk about is one that is being spoken about in the news even just a couple of minutes ago. And as always, we welcome a couple of guests in to help us bring these topical topics to life. And joining us, thank you for coming along this time around. Today, at Treadwell, our general manager, who didn't stand me up this time. Thank you for having me again,
please.
lovely to have you in the studio on this side of the business, which is great. And a long-time contributor to this segment, Lauren Hope from Round Square Marketing. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee.
Okay, let's get into this. There's always seems to be this paranoia around turning into cashless society. Personally, I really don't care. The amount of times I would have cash on me at any given time, very, very few and far between in the last decade at least, and probably longer than that. Coles, there was a memo leaked from one of the staff around perhaps having to go to cards over the Easter long weekend. And a lot of this is to do with the fact that Armaguard, owned by Lindsay Fox, it's going under. And the reason it's going under is because we're not using as much cash. So they've got nothing to move. There's trucks driving around the place with nothing in it because nobody is actually using cash anymore. Is this as big a deal, Tanaya, as we are perhaps led to believe by some, or is this going to be just the natural progression of where money goes, just like it went from salt to pounds and pence to dollars and cents? Is this just the next transition?
I think it is definitely a transition, but it's actually a really bad one. Let's look at all of these seniors and elderly people who rely on cash. My dad used to pull out $100 a week and that's all he would spend, and he never used a card or carried it anywhere. Do you think that these elderly women and men are actually getting these memos before they arrive, or are they there with their groceries and then being turned away?
Mm, absolutely.
So I think we need something in the interim to actually support those who aren't as lucky as us.
Yeah, fair enough. Lauren?
Well, I can't remember ever using salt to pay for things, Lee.
So you're not as old as me. I mean, please. I used to get paid in shekels and a bag of salt once upon a time on this show.
I think it is a transition. It's very rare I've got cash. I feel a bit sorry for Coles because they were just trying to mitigate risk. They've got no one to pick their cash up. If they did still take cash and then they got robbed and someone got shot, they would be in trouble because they didn't make it cashless for the weekend. So I think it's a bit of a nothingness. Let's just get on with life. This is what's going to happen.
How long are we going to keep saying about the elderly? I mean, and I understand there are plenty out there listening to me right now who are going to be yelling at the radio going, Lee, give me a break. I'm still here. But I worked for the bank for about 5 minutes. It was a very boring job. In 1988. And then the manager of the bank there, I worked at Westpac in Sydney, and they said, we will be cashless in probably the next 10 to 15 years. That was 1988. Now, it hasn't happened still. That's a long time ago. But they were talking about the days of the little old lady coming up to the counter with a passbook and saying, I want to check my balance and do it. The computers are going to take over all that, and it'll all be done in computers, and you won't have to worry about any of this, and we won't have piles of cash, so we won't have bank robbers turning up to the thing. We won't be getting rolled out in the streets for our wallets because you can just cancel your credit card before they can even get somewhere. Where with cash, once it's gone, it's gone, and somebody can use it. So this was already being spoken about back then, and we still haven't got there. I think all this is, we are preempting this way too soon. I reckon it'll be another 30 years, and I'll still be here talking about exactly the same thing.
Hang on.
Yes.
You have to remember. Do you remember the internet outages last year where people couldn't move money out of bank accounts? They couldn't pay on their cards. They couldn't do any online banking.
Is that when social media went down?
Yes. Yeah. That same thing.
Yeah, that was a rough day for a marketing agency. Just going to tell you that. That was really hard.
You could still get the radio. It was fine.
Yeah, and if you don't have cash, you know, the great thing about that is you save some money that day. You put it aside because you didn't have to spend it. I didn't spend a dollar that day. I was like, you beauty.
Lee went looking for the salt.
That's it.
Might start paying you in salt soon.
We can barter. You bring in the eggs from your chicken. I'll find something that I grow at home. Next little topic that we're going to tackle this time. This is a woman that works for a marketing company, and they specifically do marketing around weddings and so forth. And we're talking big weddings, 500 guests and so forth. And so she has come up with what I think is a very passive-aggressive way to reply to people who haven't replied to their RSVP. I am hopeless at it. But, oh, gee whiz, I thought this was a bit full on. Literally sending you back a note saying, you've missed the RSVP, you're no longer invited to the wedding, so tough titties and we're going to have a good time without you. Wow. RSVPs. Once you don't get the RSVP today, is that not the indication that the person is not coming?
Well, when I got married, I sent out all of my invitations and my brother never RSVP'd and he didn't show up to the wedding and I didn't speak to him for 10 years. So that's my story. But you know what? He got the invite. He didn't reply. I wasn't sending him a passive-aggressive letter to confirm our relationship ended.
That's love.
We're friends again now. It just took a decade.
That is fantastic. Reply, see who play. RSVP. I mean, when it comes to business ones, Lauren, I'm not the best at them because I get so many. I get so many invites to so many little things. I do get a lot. And if I spent my morning replying to every RSVP for every event around the place, I wouldn't do anything else. So I tend to just go, okay, if you haven't heard back from me, you can assume that I'm not coming. If I'm coming, I'll RSVP so that you know. It's not the biggest issue. People that do RSVP and don't turn up, or those that don't RSVP and then turn up and expect to be catered for and so forth. I mean, is that not a bigger issue?
Yeah, I think the business ones are a little bit different. A wedding is a big deal. Like, it's just a little bit disrespectful not to RSVP at all, I personally think. But I do feel that.
But then you're not going to talk to them for a decade?
Case in point.
Is it that disrespectful?
I don't know.
No.
I'm divorced. I don't know. You're giving me all the hard questions over here. I feel really on the spot right now.
So you would send out a lot in your role. I mean, you would send out a lot for different events and all that sort of stuff.
Just sent out 125 this week.
There you go. So are you expecting 125 RSVPs?
Do you know what I do?
Yep.
I literally keep checking to see RSVP.
What do you reckon your percentage would be? 50%? Would you get back 50,
80%? No, we would say 80%.
About 80%?
Yeah. And are they yeses and noes?
Yes. 80% yeses and noes.
So there are people that actually
20%.
Write back and go, no.
I thought ignorance was acceptance.
Yeah, me too. I was just expecting that was the case.
You guys are not nice people.
We're not, are we? Sitting up here in our ivory tower,
looking down
over the city.
We're just very popular.
With our bags of salt. Let them eat cake. Don't RSVP to anything. Sounds good to me. It's 21 past 8. And thank you so much, Lauren Hope, Round Square Marketing. Don't forget to pick up your bag of salt on the way out. And today, it's Redwell, our general manager. Thank you so much. Great
Thanks,
to have
Lee.
You in the studio.
Thank you.
Fish. Yes, because we are... Producer Rob's gone. You're right.
I wasn't expecting that.
We hadn't rehearsed that. We are talking about the best
fishes.
And a lot of people voting for Westridge, including Boyce and plenty of others. But one more. Trish, where's the best?
Oh, Whyalla, hands down.
Whyalla?
Yep, in there. They are so blooming good. You have to book ahead. You can't even get in Friday night. They are the best, hands down. Best potato scallops ever.
Sounds good.
Brilliant goal. Your favourite footy tipsters are back.
The Smelly Boot on the Darling Downs Triple M.
Yes, and we have the full squad coming off the bench today as we welcome our tipsters. Gov, good morning, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. And Paul Solid Reedy, good morning and welcome back.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back. Love it.
Over there in Vietnam, trying to expand the game, take the game to other horizons. Great job. They didn't give him the ticket to Las Vegas, so he went there instead. Or it was either
they
that.
They told me there was a game on. I couldn't find it anyway.
Yes. We were a bit concerned that maybe you'd jump ship after the Parramatta getting beaten the week before. Of course, you've come back now. They've had a win. Let's have a look at what we've got in front of us this week. And we've got the Sydney Roosters taking on the Penny Panthers. That's tonight at Allianz Stadium, 7 o'clock. What a way to kickstart the long, long weekend. Without Nathan Cleary, I'm probably going to go the Roosters for this clash. Which way are you going, Gov?
Yeah, look, the Roosters had a big win over depleted South last week. Penrith, they rolled an injury hit Broncos. As you said, Cleary's out. It's going to make the task hard. If Luai and Isaiah Yeo step up, I think they can get away at this one. But yeah, tough game.
Okay, Panthers for you. Solid, you agree with that?
No, I'm going to go with the Roosters. I think without Bishop Harris up front, he's very tough for them as well, along with Cleary. That's a big out for them. And the Roosters, they're playing good, tough football. I know they're missing Lindsay Collins and Spencer Lenu, but I'm going to go with the Roosters to just get up over the Panthers.
No Thursday night curse there then. We'll see how that goes. So, Acor Stadium, Friday night footy, and the South Sydney Rabbitohs will take on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Now, the Bulldogs, good week last week against the Titans, who are just in all disarray. We'll get to that. But the Rabbitohs, I'm betting on them bouncing back. What do you reckon, Solid?
Yeah, there's been a lot of pressure on them, a lot of accusations that they're not trying very much at the moment, and there's dramas in the locker room, but yeah, I think that if they're going to bounce back, it'll have to be this week. So I'll go with the Rabbitohs just over the Bulldogs.
Oh, there you go. Solid as a rock with the affiliation with the Western Clydesdales, of course.
Well, it
the
is
Bulldogs.
Easter. It is Easter. I'll be so fair, I'm supporting the Bunnies at Easter. The Bunnies at Easter.
It's taken him no time at all, Gov. Literally, he's back in 2 minutes 15 and bang, he's flipped. Gov, which way are you going?
Yeah, look, tough game. CS got smashed last week. The Dogs, they had a big win, but yeah, albeit over the Titans, as you mentioned. Look, if Kickout produces the game he played last week, I think they can get over the top of the Rabbits, yeah.
You're going the Dogs?
I'm going to go the Dogs and put 2 in a row.
What the hell? All right, fair enough. Then we go to Suncorp Stadium, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and it's the Broncos up against North Queensland Cowboys. What a clash this will be. No Reece Walsh, though, of course. No Payne Haas, I think, still out there. So, I'm going the North Queensland Cowboys. What do you reckon, Gov?
Yeah, look, traditionally this is a really tough game at Suncorp Stadium. Reynolds is back for Brisbane. You mentioned a couple of guys are out, but Reynolds is back. Look, the Cows are number one for a reason, so I'm going to stick with them.
Okay, the Solid.
Yeah, got the same side going in again, the Cowboys. They're playing good football, find themselves at the top of the table. I reckon they'll remain undefeated this weekend against the Broncos, so I'll go the Cowboys.
What a start to the year it'll be for them. 2-4-4, if that works out to be the case. Mind you, we've lumped the curse on them now, so they've got no chance. Then we go to Wynn Stadium Saturday afternoon. We don't need to spend too long on this one. Solid, I'm on Manly. You?
Yeah, I'll go with the Eagles to bounce back after they got thumped by the Eels last week.
Okay. Can St. George have a win, Gov? I know where you're going. What you're going to say.
I don't know whether they get much TV in Vietnam, Solid, but they nearly were robbed last week against the Eels. Their forward pack's going okay. They're leading the way. If the Dragons learn how to play for 80 minutes, they'll get away at this one and get the 2 points.
So, in other words, they're going to lose. There we go. So, there's the tips for the first 4 games with the Smelly Boot, which you can always catch up on our catch-up podcast there on the Listener app, free for you. Now, let's get on with this next game. It is a Queensland clash. But I don't know if it's going to be too exciting, this one. It is the Cbus Super Stadium, Gold Coast Titans taking on the Dolphins. I don't even know, toss of a coin, but I'm probably going to go the Dolphins. So, Solid?
Yeah, look, I'll go with the Dolphins. The Titans were terrible last week, and with Big Tino out, and Fifita, not sure if he's back this week, they're going to be, found wanting. So I'll go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, Big Tino, what was his last name again?
Yeah, Fasimaloondantino.
There we go. Oh, look at that. He nailed it. He's like Ray Warren. Fantastic. Gov, he's 2 from 2. The former associates, of course, of the Western Clydesdales. He's dumped them. He's dumped the current ones. So he's 2 from 2. We've still got the Eels to go yet. We'll see what happens there. Who are you on, Dolphins or Titans?
Yeah, I'm going with Wayne Bennett's Dolphins.
Okay, Finns are up there, all three of us. Go Media Stadium, then the Warriors taking on the Newcastle Knights. The Knights have been absolutely fantastic. The Warriors, oh, I don't know. I'm going to stick with the Knights. They're not favourites going into this game, according to the bookies, but I'm going to stick with them. I tipped them last week, and I was the only one that did, and they won. I think they'll do it again. Which way are you going on this one, Solid?
Yeah, and I'm going to go with the Warriors. I think at home they're playing a bit better football. I don't like the Knights. I reckon they're not playing good football. I know they got up last week against a depleted Melbourne, but I'm going to go with the Warriors just to be against you.
Okay, and Gov?
Yeah, the Knights performed okay against a depleted Storm side last week. Warriors at home, going to be tough to beat there. I'm going to go with the Kiwis.
Okay, so it looks like only me on the Knights again. Well, you go,
you
good thing.
For you.
Well, not last week it wasn't. Then PointsBet Stadium, Cronulla Sharks being led round by the bloke who at the moment is leading by a long way the betting, the voting for Player of the Year for the Dally M. He won it last year too. Nico Hines having a cracking start to the season. Up against the Canberra Raiders. Gee whiz, I don't know. I'll wait and hear from you, Blakes. What do you reckon, Gov?
Yeah, I'm not sure what sort of TV set you've got, but Nico Hines had a shocker on mine, so I'll have to get another brand.
Well, he's still leading the voting.
Well, I don't know how he's doing that because his arm's just the coach. I don't think he'd be over the moon about it. But look, both sides coming into the game off losses. Spoiler alert for the Butcher, Green Machine for me.
Green Machine for you. What do you reckon, Solid?
Yeah, when you've got a side where Corey Horsburgh can't even get a start in the Raiders and Hosking's on the bench and he's been playing great, so I reckon the Raiders look very strong. Sharks have got three forwards out, so the Raiders for me.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's come down to me. It's come down to me, the Butcher. And I'm on the Raiders. Ooh. Let's put the full weight of the Smelly Boot Curse on them.
Himself in the pool.
Absolutely. Final game, and this one, Solid. He's come back from Vietnam just because of this, Gov, because Monday footy is back. He predicted it. He predicted it about eight seasons ago, and we're still dining out on that one. And we're going to have to see who he picks here. I'm obviously going to go the Eels. Gov, who are you on?
Yeah, Battle of the West, Combank Stadium. The Eels have been on fire. Without Mitchell Moses, gives the Tigers an opportunity. They won last week. I'm going to go to Blue and Goals just to help you blokes out.
Righto, Solid.
Well, he's called me Solid for a reason. Always on the Eels, mate. I support my team. I'll go with the Eels this week against the Tigers. Even without Mitch Moses, the Eels. Go, right. The boys.
They're gone. Host Plus Cup, have a go bye round, and we'll see TRL fixtures as of next weekend, yeah?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Toowoomba Rugby League Hutchies Cup will return on the 6th of April and bye week for a statewide comp, so they'll be back next week as well.
Have a great Easter, you boys, and enjoy the footy. Thank you. The producer Rob is flailing his arms madly out at the producer's desk. What, are you okay? What's happening?
Lee, you missed one of the names on the birthday that I sent through.
You're a son. Did I? Okay,
I forgot to put it in, but okay. The listeners will never know which is true.
Wasn't exactly how we rehearsed it, but anyway.
How
many buses have I been thrown under by this bloke in the last 2 weeks? I mean, fair dinkum. Unbelievable, you. Fleetwood Mac, g'day, Lee Faulkner, 864. Triple M, and thanks to Jackie Walker selling your home sooner and for the highest possible price. Producer Rob.
Yes.
I have a story.
Yeah.
I have a story that I've never told this story on air. I've regaled this story many times at pubs and
clubs. I hope it's not the story I'm thinking of.
Well, it may.
Let's keep going.
It may be. No, I don't think this is the story you're thinking of. But this is a story that I haven't told on air until this point. But I felt the urge. Sorry. That's already the first pun. To tell this story. Going back into the mid-90s,
yeah.
I was living on the Sunshine Coast and I had to travel down to Brisbane for work. I was staying in Brisbane overnight at a reasonably nice hotel, I've got to say, one of the nice hotels, because I wasn't paying for it. And and I was checking out with the person I was staying there with and I had to use the little boy's room.
Yep.
Okay. Now, on at the same time as we were down there was Test match at the Gabba, and it had wrapped up the day before, and I didn't realise this, but the commentary team, that the classic commentary team from Channel 9, mm-hmm. was staying in this hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm in the little boys' room. I'm at the little boys' room area where men go.
The bathroom.
The urinal. And the door opens and I said, okay, bloke's coming in. And this giant of a man stepped up and stood next to me. And then another bloke stepped up and stood next to me on the other side because I was virtually right in the middle. And then these two continued to have a conversation to each other, which I recognised instantly from particularly the giant man's voice. And I was shocked at how big this guy was. One of them on the left-hand side was Tony Gregg, the late great Tony Gregg, and the other was Tubby Taylor.
Wow.
Now, when I get out of the loo, I leave first because by this stage, now I've got stage fright and I'm just out of there. I get out there and my mate's beside himself because he's got this story to tell. Because while he's waiting in the checkout line, Bill Laurie and Richie Benno pull up behind him to check out. And I've said, well, that's nothing. That's nothing. Because I'm just in the...
Stealing his thunder.
And within a couple of seconds, of course, they came out, still conversing to each other, as they had continued to do the whole time. I thought, one day I'm going to tell this story. It has been a long... I figured now is the time. I think we're ready for that story.
That's one you haven't told me.
But I wonder if anyone has ever had a similar scenario. I might be drawing a longbow here. But I wonder, you know, you've been at an airport, a famous hotel, something along those lines. You've gone to the bathroom and there in the bathroom is somebody quite famous that literally makes you go, oh, God damn, I wasn't expecting that. Craig, what about you?
Yes, I went to the airport to catch a plane to Melbourne and I went to go to the toilet and walked into the urinal and the lead singer of Hunter's Collectors was standing right next to me.
Mark Seymour is standing at the urinal.
Yep, and then I got on the plane to go to Melbourne, and he was sitting in the seat next to me on the plane as well.
Right next to you, the same seat?
Next to you,
in the same aisle. So did you get a chance to have a chat to him? And you probably wouldn't have wanted to do it while you're standing at the urinal, but did you get to chat to him while you were on the plane?
Yeah, I did. I sat down next to him, looked at him and went, are you following me, mate? And he laughed at me.
That is fantastic. What a great little story. Lindsay on 133353, have you shared the facilities with?
Years ago, I used to live in Ashfield in Sydney in Western Suburbs Leagues Club.
Yeah.
And I went to see the show and I went to the men's room and Johnny O'Keefe come in and
the wild
had a tree
one
next to me. And we had a bit of a chat, yeah.
My God. So you bumped into J.O.K. in the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big one, the wild one. The Mayor of the region, Jeff McDonald. G'day, mate.
Lee, great to be with you today.
The new council being sworn in today. What time does that happen? How does that all happen? What happens around all of that?
Yeah, so swearing in today, obviously it's a very important ceremony to take place and signifies the start, if you like, of this new term of council for 4 years. It is actually being live streamed from 9:45, so people can watch it. We then have our first statutory meeting scheduled for a start time of 12:30. But the swearing-in ceremony is all about making sure we're doing things correctly from a legislative perspective, making sure that councillors are sworn in, they swear an oath to the community to make sure that they're doing things by the book, by the legislative requirements as an elected representative, and therefore committing to the community for the next 4 years. So it is very important, and I encourage people, if you get the opportunity to watch it live, or you'll actually be able to watch it then at your leisure off the council website as well.
Okay, I see that you've got three principles that you'd like to see guide you in this, at least, first part of this new four-year term.
Yeah, look, the first 100 days of any new term are really important. It's like anything. It's the foundations of what will unfold over the next 4 years, and I'm very grateful the community has elected a group of people that actually cover off on these three areas, the first of which is being you know, making sure that they're financially astute. Councillors need to be brought up to speed quickly with our financial position, because the first major item of business is to hand down a budget in June. And that's a critical piece of work for any elected representative. The second of which is to make sure that decisions are top of mind around two important areas. That's being community-minded and people-focused. And if we cover off on those three things, it's my belief that we'll set ourselves up for a very good term, where we can achieve great things working together and for a strong community.
All right, just finally on that, obviously one of the big things leading into the election that we were talking about was this $270 million state government mandated Crestbrook Dam safety upgrade. Where are we on that at this point?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, and it's something obviously that probably keeps a lot of council officers awake, I have to say. It is a big task for us. It's not something that that's too big for us. We can handle it, but it means other things will be pushed out, delayed, or heaven forbid we have to can some things if we don't get external funding. We've got an application into the federal government at the moment for $20 million through a disaster recovery area, but we're also seeking additional support, not just from the federal government, but the state government, particularly around their budget adoptions and also leading into elections, state in October and then the federal government early next year.
Okay, and just finally, remembering those that served the ultimate, as far as the ultimate sacrifice is concerned, Anzac Day coming up April 25, and you and the councillors will be out right across the region there at ceremonies, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's always lots, and I mean, we are so fortunate to live where we live, not only in our region but in the nation, and that gives us a chance to pause and reflect and actually pay tribute to not only those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, but those that continue to serve for us in a nation. And we are steeped in history of military history, having a couple of bases here now, and we play our role. However, that day is an important day for all of us Australians to pause and reflect. So you're right, there'll be events right across our region, and our council website will have all the details on that. Of course, before that, very quickly, the Toowoomba Show, the week before the Toowoomba Show holiday on the 19th, and it's set to be a big show as well. So as you say, there is lots happening. Our events register is a good spot. Our website's a good spot as well. And there's lots to be grateful for and thankful for in our region, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And look, I've just recently myself had an opportunity to have to talk to some of your service staff around bits and pieces to do with rates and other things. Mm. Couldn't be more helpful. They were absolutely fantastic. The only concern I had was when I was put on hold, this bloke's voice over and over and over again.
Sound familiar, did it?
Jesus, did it what? I apologise to everybody out there that's ever had to use the service centre. Anyway, nonetheless, the service you get, I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
So no, I appreciate that, Lee, and to all of our staff, they do a tremendous job. And today may be the swearing in of councillors, but the wheels of local government kept turning through caretaker and keep turning today. If there's something happens, and there's pretty heavy weather predicted over the next few days, and definitely, you can be rest assured that our teams, together with contractors, will be out there doing our bit to make sure everyone's safe and well.
Mayor of the Toowoomba Regional Council, Jeff McDonald. Thanks, mate.
Good
appreciate
on you,
your time.
Thank you.